Kent, I'm sorry I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Yes, you join us today in the historic city of Nottingham. No visit to Nottingham would be complete without reference to Robin Hood, whose origins are debated. Some historians say he was from Yorkshire, others say Lincolnshire. While in the recent Hollywood movie, the actor Russell Crowe played Robin Hood as an Irish-Australian who'd spent some time in Bangladesh and Cardiff. In the Middle Ages, Nottingham became the first city in England to produce sheet glass for windows. But it wasn't very good, so they brought out sheet glass for Windows 7. Nottinghamshire was diversified in recent years and now boasts Britain's largest snail farm. Soon after it was established, animal rights campaigners broke in and set about letting several thousand snails free. Local police were called, and by the time the response unit arrived, all the snails were long gone. Nottingham was home to the first branch of Vision Express, whose original premises were in what used to be the red light district. One particularly short-sighted customer describes how he went through the wrong door and was shocked to be greeted by a topless hostess, although he was pleased to be offered a second pair at half price. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Marcus Brigstock. And please welcome our lovely lady scorer who likes to run her finger over the team's points, the ever delightful Samantha. Okay, we begin with a round about business. But first, we've been asked to warn the audience about a local rip-off cash machine scam operated by notorious gangs. They're called Lloyds, HSBC and Barclays. Okay, teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest the new companies likely to result from the merger of two or more other companies. Graham, you can start.
Heinz Foods are combining with Nissan Cars and Claims Direct to become Heinz Nissan Bumps a Daisy.
Tim.
EasyJet and Bird's Eye Peas have merged with Jif to produce Easy Peasy Lemon Squeezy.
Marcus.
Yes, the Royal Bank of Scotland have joined up with a hydroelectric company and will now be known as RB Damned.
Barry.
Firkin Breweries and lastminute.com, last Firkin minute.
Very similarly, Bernard Matthews Turkeys and Kellogg's Bran Flakes have combined to produce something that's Norfolk and tasty.
Sainsbury's have teamed up with Relate to make sure you can stay with a bag for life.
Reggae Reggae Sauce and Leon Perrins have combined to become the rise and fall of Reggae Perrin. Hey!
Tefal are to merge with Ryanair to make a frying pan that doesn't give a toss.
The American rapper Slim Shady has bought the rights to Jane Austen's Emma, which he'll be performing at Marks and Spencer's with Esther Ranson. So do get your tickets for Eminem and Emma at M&S and Esther.
The banking group Lloyds TSB will be in for another name change when they take over the supermarket Lidl. From now on, they'll be known as Thieving Little Bastards.
the ELO and Volkswagen have combined to become ELO folks.
The Lady magazine is going to merge with Northern Rail, National Express and EasyJet to produce an easy Northern lady that looks like a bus and goes like a train.
Moving on. The teams are going to sing for us now in the round called One Song to the Tune of Another. The musical accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Incidentally, we were all impressed to hear that Colin is now working with Adele. He got an ex demo in the PC World cell. We'll start with you, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of On Top of Spaghetti to the tune of Marlene Dietrich's Falling in Love Again.
On top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese, I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed. It rolled off the table and onto the floor, and then my poor meatball rolled out of the door. It rolled in the garden and under a bush, and then my poor meatball was nothing but mush. The mush was as tasty could be, and then the next summer it grew into a tree.
Barry, I'd like you to sing the words of the Jim'll Fix It theme to the tune of Summertime.
Your letter was only the start of it. One letter, and now you're part of it. Now you've done it. Jim has fixed it for you. And you. Must be something you always want to do. The one thing that you always wanted to. Now you've done it, as it happens. Jim has fixed it for you. And you.
Rather lovely, wasn't it? Until we all remember Jimmy Savile. So, your turn now, Marcus. I'd like you to sing the words of Common People by Pulp to the tune of If You're Happy and You Know It.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine, and then in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. Want to sleep with common people like you.
And finally, Graham, I'd like you to sing the words of My Old Man's a Dustman to the tune of La Vie en Rose.
Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gobelin trousers. And tonsil flat. He looks a proper noun there in his great big hobnail boots. He's got such a job to pull him up that he calls them Daisy Roots. Some folks give tips at Christmas, and some of them forget. So when he picks their bins up, he spills some on the step. Now one old man got nasty, and the two the council wrote, next time my old man went round there, he punched him up the throat.
Thank you. Can we have a cloth for Graham's microphone, please? Well, the teams are going to display their acting skills now in the game called Sound Charades. This was inspired by the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, where teams used to mime the titles of books or films against a strict time limit. In the original, the teams weren't allowed to speak, which frequently rendered the audience crying with laughter. This version often draws tears as well. The most famous player of the game was Lionel Blair. Lionel was, of course, better known as a dancer and was recently seen at the Shepton Mallet Folk Festival. After the traditional opening fiddle, Lionel immediately got stuck into a little Morris dancing. Tim and Marcus, you're to start, please. Your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Little Fockers. Little Fockers.
So you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham, so off you go, Tim and Marcus.
It's a film, and it's two words, and it goes like this. Hello, fancy seeing you here. Isn't this an excellent museum?
Oh, it's terrific. Did you know it's the first miniature museum of its kind? All the exhibits are tiny. This is my favourite.
Really? Those miniature replicas of Geoffrey Archer, Piers Morgan, Sir Fred Goodwin. No, and Michael Winner.
No, I mean these miniature replicas of German aircraft from the First World War.
Oh, well, easy mistake.
It certainly is.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah. There...
Little Dorniers, little Heinkels.
I think it's little Fockers.
Yes.
So your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title's now being exhibited on the display board. And once again, the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Thor.
This is a film and it's one word.
Google!
Hamish, you'll have had your tea.
Never mind tea. Let's go snowboarding.
No, we can't. It's all gone.
Oh...
Goodbye.
10, 9, 8, 7.
You can count backwards.
At that speed, it sounded like he was going with his pacemaker.
Yes. Every time I fart, the garage door's open.
up, down, all day long. Meltdown. No.
Saw.
Snow's gone. Thor.
Yes, Thor.
I'd have peddled it out a bit more if I hadn't got it right by mistake.
Oh, well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. Now, we get several letters from listeners every week, and obviously it's impossible to read them all, so we've decided to choose one letter at random, and that letter will win the sender a prize. So I'll pull today's letter out of the hat, and let's see. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. Yes. She writes, "Dear Jock, isn't it disgraceful the way certain game shows rig their results by pretending to choose winners at random? Yours in disgust, Mrs. Trellis. P.S. send the book token to the usual address. Along with the game, and this week, as we're joined by a novice in the form of Marcus Brigstock, we'll play the children's version of the game called Lifts and Escalators. It's similar to Morton's 12-point variation, but simplified for children. So who would like to start?
Tim would.
Tim.
Where am I starting from?
I think you're going to start
from... It's a regular
from...
Morton's opening, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Morton's opening.
In that case, Chancery Lane, but I'd need to go... to Angel Islington. Is there an escalator there?
Funny enough, Angel has Western Europe's longest escalator, 318 steps, well, 60 metres long, with a vertical rise of 27.5 metres.
OK, well, I'll stay there.
Morden.
You're going with Morden?
I'm going with Morden,
yeah,
definitely.
That's good. Pinned his diagonal there.
So I'm slightly flummoxed, having never played before, to have gone... Angel straight to Morden seems it's a bit unfair, to be honest.
We're playing the children's version for your sake.
I know, but it's not.
Are we nearly there yet?
I want to wee.
You've got an Xbox.
No. Barry wasn't joking. He wants a win.
No. Nothing to do with the game at all.
So, Marcus.
Yes, sorry.
We'll be patient, Marcus. Don't worry.
You're doing very well.
Well done.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hampstead?
Hampstead?
No, be serious.
Oh, I don't know.
Hampstead's all right. Has the deepest lift shaft. At 181 feet, Hampstead. So it was a good choice.
Well, it's not why I chose it, but I'm pleased.
Always best to wait for the lift before stepping in.
Yeah.
Don't make the same mistake that I did.
Yeah. Quicker, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Morton's doesn't leave very many options, so I would have to go from Hampstead to Holborn.
Holborn.
Nice one.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Have they got a lift there?
No, has the fourth longest escalator. 49 metres long.
Well, I'm going to go to Knightsbridge.
Go to Knightsbridge?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Knightsbridge has the fifth longest escalator. 40 metres long.
Right.
Knightsbridge, no, move back across. Morton's, isn't it? Westminster.
Westminster, you're choosing Westminster. Good choice. That's the sixth longest escalator. 32 metres long.
I'm going to say Hainault.
That's good. Hainault? That is a good one.
Yeah. No need for legs. Right, no, that's...
Very good.
Thanks, Darren.
You're getting the hang of this.
Yeah, yeah. That's right, audience. Patronise him.
Patronising means talking down to people. Hainault, actually, that is quite a classy move, which doesn't leave many options on that particular diagonal unless I go outside the loop.
Yeah.
Which would really take me to Holloway Road. Holloway?
Mornington Crescent. Mornington Crescent. Gosh, I'm good.
It's funny, as a beginner, you see it just a second later and you...
You learn to...
Always the case.
Always one step behind until you get as good as these guys, Marcus.
I know. I just thought it was admirable that three men of their age were able to play a game at all.
It's incredible.
Have the visitors been? They steal your trousers when you're asleep, you know.
Isn't it lovely? Nearly 300 years between them and not a single medal.
Excuse me, bronze for swimming the width.
I got one for highest up the wall at school.
You won't be doing that again, though.
And the next round is an exercise in finding connections. Now, I'll read out a list of names or items, and the teams will buzz in if they can see what obscure fact links them. So, for an easy example, if I were to list these people, Sir Walter Scott, Selina Scott, Scott Walker, George T. Scott, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Scott Joplin, Scott Tracy, Scott McKenzie, Kristen Scott Thomas, and Scott of the Antarctic, then the teams would immediately spot that they all failed to be the first person to reach the South Pole. I will read out a list, and the teams should try to identify a connection between the listed items. Okay, we'll start with you, Marcus. Can you connect the following? Extended, mixed, dead, dormant, active, implicit, simple, and tight.
Types of Scottish person.
Well, good luck on your next tour. They're actually all types of metaphor. Barry, one for you. Can you connect the following? Sulk, cackle, complaint, squeal, smarm, slime, sneak, prickle, and creep.
Peter Mandelson's to-do list.
In fact, they're all collective nouns. Graham, how about these? Blue, grey, brides, pilot, melon, strap-toothed, pygmy, killer, and sperm.
Visibility good, rising.
They are, of course, all types of whales. Tim.
Yes.
Toothache, lost socks, yo-yos, nudity, chocolate pudding, hobbits, and looking on the bright side.
They all cost extra on Ryanair.
Very good answer. In actual fact, they all have days on which to celebrate them in the USA. Marcus, what connects these? Cow cake, dagging, hefting, porker, radling, stogging, and guilt.
It's the morning timetable at a Catholic school.
Actually, they are all farming terminology. Guilt is a sexually mature female pig. Well, what do you know? Barry, what connects these? Taxi drivers, syphilis, and hemorrhoids.
None of them are at their best going south.
I'm told that San Fiacre is the patron saint of all of them. Graham, what's the connection between the following? Dancing, Chinese food, a glass of wine, a bumpy car ride, nipple stimulation, balsamic vinegar, kneeling on all fours.
That's a good night out in Derby.
You've all been known to induce labour. And finally, Tim, what connects these? Frilled, bearded, old man, yellow-spotted, blue-tongued, common, and horned devil.
They're all types of bikini lines. In my experience.
Well, stop wearing them, then.
They're actually all types of lizard. Still within your experience, I gather. Here are some for any of you to have a go at. Tom Cruise, Tom Baker, Vincent van Gogh, Charles Darwin, Joseph Stalin, and Jack D.
None of them are allowed within 200 yards of any school.
They're all considered the priesthood at one time.
Oh, did you?
Well, I used to say things, you know, you do one interview when you're drunk and you have to live with it the rest of your life. About this, the visit to my beloved, away from home, I creep about, oh, beloved cheeks, behind the door, whoop, must there be a parting?
Those are all classifications of fart.
Yeah. You've really gone into yourself, haven't
yes,
you, Mark?
It's the coming out again that hurts.
They're actually all compositions by Brahms.
Oh.
Same thing, really. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to squeeze in a round of Heston services. This is where the teams imagine that celebrity chef Heston Blumenthal actually runs the motorway services that share his name. Teams researched this by stopping off at a service area on the way here, where Barry Cryer was offered AA membership in the car park. Barry explained he doesn't drive, and they explained they weren't a motoring organisation. Okay, teams, I'd like you to suggest what transport-based cuisine is on the menu at a motorway service station run by Heston Blumenthal. Marcus, can you start, please?
Chicken in a gasket.
Barry.
Mange toot toot.
Tim.
Chili con carne.
Spaghetti carburetta.
Carpaccio of beef.
De-icer cream.
Coco white van.
Roof rack of lamb.
And for Jewish travellers, there's unleaded bread. And that's to celebrate the Feast of the Overpass.
Jellied wheels.
And those who enjoy Korean cooking, there's Rover.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the electric drill of time bores into the plaster of destiny and the howl of agony erupts from the patient with a broken leg, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself and our audience here in Nottingham, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brook Taylor and Marcus Brigstock were being given silly things to do by Jack Dean, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.